This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday night edition of Free Talk Live. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And Conan, we're just about a week away from the first in the nation primary. It's something that, you know, most people in New Hampshire wind up looking forward to. People in New Hampshire take pride in this first in the nation status. And yes, the Iowa caucus was earlier this week, but a caucus, as we discussed Monday night, a caucus is not a primary. They function in completely different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But all eyes for the next week will be on New Hampshire. And, you know, to some extent, a lot of eyes have already been on New Hampshire. One of the presidential candidates, John Kasich, governor of Ohio, he joked at one of his town halls recently that he's glad New Hampshire does not have an income tax because he's been here so long that he would probably have to pay it if there was one. And he actually did not campaign in Iowa, instead focusing his time and attention on New Hampshire. And, well, since the Iowa caucus earlier this week, there's more focus on the New Hampshire primary. And, well, there was a big announcement earlier today. Well, aside from the announcement that the move has been triggered for the Free State Project.
Yeah, that's the only announcement today that really means anything to me. This primary crap, I could not care less.
There was the announcement from Senator Rand Paul that he was suspending his presidential campaign.
Now, why do you think he would do that a week out? Unless he has other plans?
He had such a horrible showing in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's still running for re-election in the Senate. His Senate re-election is this year.
Right.
So, you know, I am surprised that he bowed out this early in the race. I thought he would have at least waited, you know, one or two primaries in to wind up dropping out after getting trounced horribly. But he did announce earlier today that he was suspending his campaign, and the Washington Post is reporting that they think that Ted Cruz might wind up being the beneficiary of Rand Paul dropping out. But in Iowa, Rand only got 4.5% of the vote, and, well, Cruz wasn't that much ahead of Mr.
Fake
Hair. What's his name? Donald Trump.
Pumpkin Boy.
Yeah, so Cruz was not that far in front of Trump, so, you know, maybe this 4.5% that, assuming that the Rand supporters do jump on the Cruz missile, if you will.
It's, all right, the libertarian Rand supporters that we know, who do you think they would? They wouldn't vote for either of those clowns. They're not going to vote at all now.
The people that I know that are, you know, claiming to be libertarians that were planning to vote for Rand Paul are probably still going to vote for Rand Paul because he's still going to be on the ballot. It's way too late to change the ballot to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll vote for him anyway.
Right.
But who are they actually going to wind up supporting is another question. And, you know, then you have to ask the question of what happens in the general election. Are they going to wind up, you know, holding their nose and voting for the Republican because they're, you know, too scared of the Democrat? Or will they actually wind up supporting whoever the Libertarian Party winds up nominating? Hopefully the Libertarian Party winds up nominating somebody that is actually a libertarian.
Yeah.
And I read something online a little earlier where there are people speculating that Rand Paul is going to join the Libertarian Party and seek the LP nomination. Hope that does not happen.
All right. The fact that, and that's what I was going to ask you, the fact that he started on the Republican platform campaign.
Right. He can, Same way Gary Johnson did in 2012.
He can get off of that and go libertarian.
If he wanted to.
And Trump could do the same thing.
Trump would be resoundingly rejected from the Libertarian Party.
Independent. He can go independent if he doesn't make the Republican.
In theory, he could. There are petitioning deadlines that, of course, have to wind up being met. And then some secretaries of state are interpreting the sore loser laws in a way that have never been interpreted before in history up until 2012, to say that if you run for president on any primary ballot, that you can't then get on the ballot as an independent or the candidate of another party. And, well, prior to 2012, the law had never been interpreted that way because the candidate that you're voting for in the presidential election in November is actually the candidates for elector. You are voting for a slate of electors, and then the electors get together in December and cast the electoral votes for the presidential candidates. That's why you always hear about the Electoral College. And that's who actually makes the official votes for president. You're voting for a slate of electors, and the presidential candidate is basically just, you know, a rallying point for the electors to where they say, yes, this is who we intend to cast our votes for. But
now, why don't you want Rand to run libertarian, Daryl?
Because Rand Paul is not a libertarian. If Rand Paul joins the Libertarian Party and is somehow not, you know, resoundingly rejected from the convention and winds up getting the nomination, I will cut up my life membership live on C-SPAN on the stage of the Libertarian Party convention.
Yeah, but they went with Gary Johnson last year, right? Why wouldn't they go with Rand? I mean, they're the same. They're kind of the same coin. Right?
They kind of are. And I hate to say this, but Gary's actually probably a little better on some things than Rand. But both of them are horrible, and I cannot vote for either one of them.
Hmm.
I would not be able to do it. But let me get into this report from the Washington Post, where they say, for months, Ted Cruz has tried to poach libertarian-leaning voters away from Rand Paul. Now, with Paul's exit from the race, Cruz has even more of an opening to make inroads with supporters of the Kentucky Republican. Cruz is running as a Tea Party darling and evangelical Christian, constituencies that helped propel him to victory in the Iowa caucuses. But he's also attempting to expand that base, particularly with libertarian-leaning supporters. Here in New Hampshire, writes the author of this piece, Cruz speaks of limited government, gun rights, and privacy. Cruz told reporters on his plane as it traveled from a rally in Greenville, South Carolina, to Manchester, New Hampshire, part of the reason we're more competitive in New Hampshire than a typical conservative is we've got enough support on the libertarian side that it backfalls. That's fairly unusual. Right now we're second. It will be interesting to see how Iowa impacts New Hampshire.
So this is coming from his campaign. He's saying
coming from Ted Cruz,
right,
who is using the L word, something that Rand Paul never used. Other than he would say libertarian-ish or libertarian-Republican, but he never used the term libertarian as a standalone, other than to say, I am not a libertarian. But, yeah, it is going to be interesting to see if and how Iowa impacts New Hampshire. And the biggest thing is, will Donald Trump wind up seeing some of his support fade? Because going into Iowa, the Trump supporters and Trump himself and most of the media, they were showing, here's these polls, Trump is leading, Trump's leading by more than the margin of error, and, you know, Trump's going to run away with it. He's the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party before there's ever been a single vote cast. And, well, Iowa wound up showing, yeah, no, Trump's not necessarily that presumptive nominee before a single vote is cast, that, you know, there's a reason we have the elections. There's a reason we have the caucuses.
If you drive around Keene and you're looking at people's yards, I'm not talking about on the highways and on the streets, in people's yards, you see two signs, Bernie and Trump.
Yeah.
You don't see any of these other yahoos. Cruz is not getting the libertarian vote. I don't know who these libertarians are. That's crazy talk.
I know it's crazy talk, and there's more crazy talk from the Washington Post article here and us on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And when you shop online, because, you know, people do that, there's Valentine's Day coming up in about a week and a half. And, you know, you might need to buy something special for your significant other. Of course, you could get her Sherry's Berries from berries.com using code FTL. Or you could, you know, shop from Amazon, Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. And there are various other affiliate shopping links there at shop.freetalklive.com. So all you need to do when you start your shopping experience online is start at shop.freetalklive.com and then click on the link to take you to the location that you want to go to. And Free Talk Live winds up getting a cut of what you spend, but you don't wind up paying any more for the things that you're going to buy online anyway. So start your shopping online at shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, get her a toy. Get her some berries and a toy.
What kind of toy? I don't want to know what kind of toy you're thinking of getting her, but they might sell those on Amazon. I'm not really sure.
I'm actually not sure about that either. Let me look at that.
But, you know, coming up in about a week is the New Hampshire primary. And, well, Rand Paul, the Liberty darling of some people within the Republican Party, Rand Paul has dropped out of the race.
And the Libertarians, or the so-called Libertarians.
Right, but those people are generally within the Republican Party. There's not too many, you know, card-carrying Libertarians that being, you know, members of the Libertarian Party that are actually supporting Republican candidates in the Republican Party. But with Rand Paul dropping out, there's questions about who will wind up picking up his support. And the Washington Post is speculating that Ted Cruz, the winner of the Iowa caucuses, might wind up being the recipient of that support. The article here from the Washington Post continues. It says the Texas Republican has also been reminding Granite Staters that they voted for Ronald Reagan in 1980 in an attempt to sway libertarian-leaning supporters. At a town hall meeting, Cruz told a skeptical crowd that the state chose Reagan despite, quote, the media saying this guy is too far to the right, he's too conservative, end quote, and that he was behind in the polls. The Iowa caucus winner said he believes that his strength lies in the breadth of supporters that his message can attract. The outreach to supporters of Paul and his father has been meticulous. Cruz dispatched aides earlier this year to meet with activists, telling them that Paul was floundering and Cruz was viable and flush with cash. The Texas Republican crashed what was supposed to be a big libertarian party. That's small L libertarian, not actual, you know, libertarian party. But a party back in October, the Republican Liberty Caucus held a gathering, and, well, a lot of people thought that that was just going to be ripe with Paul supporters, but apparently there were a lot of Cruz supporters there as well, and Cruz told the group that he loves Paul. Cruz feels that many of those supporters may be flocking to his campaign, and he told a crowd here that he co-sponsored Ron Paul's Audit the Fed bill, invokes the Fourth Amendment, a favorite of the Pauls, and discusses eminent domain, a contentious subject in much of the state. And the eminent domain is really at the forefront of political debate with the discussion over the various pipelines, mm-hmm. as well as there's the thing up in the North Country, what they call the Northern Pass, that I'm still not entirely positive if that's a pipeline or power lines or what, but, you know, they're wanting to use eminent domain for it, and eminent domain is bad because that's where they just come in and say, no, we're taking your property for the greater good, now go away.
And we'll give you, we may get you this much.
We may give you pennies.
Yes.
We may.
Not a good thing, and as free as New Hampshire is, that is one of the problems that we have here, and it is currently, legislators are currently working on some bills to fight that.
Well, we do have good protections in the state constitution to protect against eminent domain, but you know there's still people that are trying to do various crony things to get around those protections
mm-hmm.
and say, well, we'll give you some of the property value, but just give us this stuff so we can take it. But
and then you have to, and then say if it goes right through your property, so you own a half on this side and a half on the other, now you have to worry about getting around a stupid pipe or power line or whatever they decide to build through your property. It could be you can actually, yeah, if you were a farmer and you had cattle, now you're stuck.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? You can only use one side. If they're going through, they'll probably put a fence up around it to prevent cattle getting too close to their pipeline. It could turn into a real nightmare.
I don't know if they would put a fence up around the pipeline. I know the various pipelines that run through Alaska, there's no fences around, and the caribou will wind up, going because they enjoy the heat that mm-hmm. comes off of the pipeline.
Oh, so they're, like, sleeping on it?
They don't sleep on it, but they sleep near it.
Mm.
And, they really enjoy going near it. But it also, the pipelines throw off the migratory patterns of these animals.
Oh, really?
So, you've got a big pipeline in the middle of the wilderness. And, animals are migratory, and they'll, run up and down through various places. And you put basically a giant wall in the path of their migration pattern. And, they can't migrate to where they used to. And then several years later, for whatever reason, the pipeline winds up being removed. Those animals still don't migrate to the original place. They'll migrate to whatever the new place because it's, in their mind, oh, wait, I can't go there because there's that big wall.
I'm going to have to read that article because that sounds pipes actually throwing off bird senses.
No, not birds.
You're talking squirrels,
elk
and
caribou and deer, things that migrate on the ground, not things that migrate in the air.
Yeah. Okay,
things up in the air aren't going to be affected by a wall on the ground.
That's what that's the argument I was trying to make. Didn't make sense to me. But now, as far as the pipeline is concerned, besides for the eminent domain problem, which is a problem and which I don't agree with, getting all of that oil off of the roads and off of the tankers and into pipes, it makes so much sense. I can see both sides of the argument, as long as they're not stealing the land from you in order to build it. I mean, they're going to have to come in, and they're going to have to get your permission, and they're going to have to pay their sum.
Right, but the oil companies don't want to do that because that would actually, make logical business sense to have them wind up getting the permission of everybody. It's not cost-effective for them to get everybody's permission. It's cost-effective for them to go to the government and say, have people give us their land.
But I think that even if they did have to go to each and every person, that it would, in the long run, be cost-effective. They just don't want to because, you got government. You got one city here representing 5,000 people. I'm just going to talk to these three guys.
And if you look back, to the late 1800s when the railroads were being built, the privately run railroads, they were actually getting permission of property owners.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Or you can call in on Skype to username lrn.fm. And in studio tonight on this Wednesday is Daryl.
And Conan.
And we started off this hour talking about who is going to benefit from Rand Paul dropping out of the Republican race for president. And the story from the Washington Post says that they believe Ted Cruz is going to wind up picking up that support. He's been talking about things that, you know, people in New Hampshire apparently, you know, are big on in either their support or opposition to. Specifically, they mention the audit the Fed bill, which is something that Rand Paul's father first proposed when he was in Congress, and also eminent domain. And then we got off on a tangent about eminent domain and the fact that, you know, stealing people's property for, you know, the supposed greater good is not something that should wind up happening. And, well, we now have a call coming in on Skype. We've got Brian calling in, wants to talk about property and eminent domain and how that would work in a free market. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey. Is your name Daryl?
Yes, my name is Daryl, and Conan is the other gentleman in the studio tonight.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. I heard you mention eminent domain, and I thought it was kind of relevant to all the times I've called in as far as rights and in particular property rights. You know, the essence of eminent domain, the utilitarian one, which you just mentioned, which was, what was it? The greater good, right?
The greater good. We can take your stuff because somebody else can use it more effective or more efficiently or to serve some greater purpose than what you are using your stuff for.
Yeah. Now, what's wrong? What's necessarily wrong with if that group who's benefiting from taking the land or taking the property in general actually spends the money? So the difference between let's say eminent domain.
Hold on. So you're saying that eminent domain is good because somebody else can be, you know, more effective with your property, or they can use it for a better purpose than what you're using it.
Yes.
So, well, would it be okay for somebody to come in and take your big screen TV because they're going to have a Super Bowl watch party and you were just going to sit around and watch television by yourself? So it's benefiting the community as a whole for somebody to steal your television.
That's not that's a poorly defined hypothetical, right? I would need more information in order to evaluate if it's quote unquote moral or not.
It would be for the greater good. It would go to benefit more than just you.
No, I was trying to differentiate between what I was saying and a strict utilitarian analysis, right? So obviously I don't dismiss situations in which it's moral where you can take property. Okay, so ultimately you can phrase my position that way. Now, the thing is, in a free market, there's nothing essentially wrong with a group of people taking a piece of property if if it actually is better for them, right? Because, I mean, you can quantify it, right?
I want you to defend the position that in a free market, somebody could steal someone else's property. And how does that not violate property rights?
No. I didn't say it violates the idea of that foolish idea of property rights, right? Because, again, I remember it was specifically you one time where I try to pull me back if I go off on a tangent, but I think Ian hung up on me, and you mentioned he had the right and the ability to do so, right?
Oh, right. That was the very first time you called in, you asked the question about what's the difference between a right and an ability, and then you gave this weird outlandish scenario where you had someone chained up in your basement and you were raping them, and okay. Someone says, you have the right to defend yourself, but they're chained up, and they don't have the ability, and I still don't know what the point of your question was, other than the fact that, yes, sometimes people can violate the right of other individuals. Because somebody violates the rights does not mean that the person does not have rights.
It's because I always get hung up on before I can get to that part, right?
I'm not hung up on you, Brian. I'm asking a question. Don't tell me what happened the last time you were on. Answer the question.
Yes, I will. I was just gonna say. I think Ian's like emotionally.
Don't tell me what happened the last time, or I will hang up on you right now. My question.
What was it again?
What was it? I don't even remember what it was. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around this. Where do you draw the line? I mean, all right, so you're saying it's not all right for me to take your big screen TV because I'm going to have a 30 people party football watch, and you're just going to watch movies by yourself, Netflix by yourself. So that's not okay. But when is it okay for me to take something from you if it's for the greater good? When is that okay?
I need to establish one thing before I answer that, though. I don't believe value is subjective, right? So value is objective to me.
So the watching the TV is not valuable to you. It doesn't. You could do you can.
the value of watching TV to me is not up to me,
right?
I could be wasting my time for all I know, but I might
so
not be
aware of
it.
So it's up to somebody else to determine how you spend your time?
No, not at all. It's up to the consequences that happen afterwards.
So if a benevolent dictator stepped forward and says, "Brian, you are not efficiently using your time. You need to be digging holes over here because it's better for the community."
I was talking specifically about the free market, not a government dictator, right? So the difference in eminent domain, and I'm not talking about Big E, right? In eminent domain, the government does it on someone else's dollar. So, but the difference in a free market when someone takes someone else's property is they're doing it on their own dime, right? They have to convince others with interest in order to invest in the cost of taking the property in the first place.
So if you buy something from someone else, that's not eminent domain. Eminent domain is when you say, I'm taking this and you are not getting compensated at the full market value.
Just let me give you a little quick hypothetical, me and you, or let's just say me. I can make $100 by stealing your TV, and it'll cost me $20, let's say, in resources to steal it from you. So I will benefit $80. If I don't have any other rational option, that's a moral thing to do, as I would say, at least. Right.
So what, how does any of that fit in with the free market to where people's rights and property are respected?
No. Okay, so the way I define free market is just no government intervention. So the big difference is, and I explained it already, is that the government spends someone else's money, so they don't care about costs and benefits.
Okay, I agree with that. The free market is no government intervention. It's the free market.
Right.
So that doesn't preclude
the rights and property of other people should still be respected absent government.
Right. If you steal my TV, you can go ahead and steal my TV and make $80 off of it, but there's going to be repercussions if I find out it was you.
Okay, so now we're just arguing the cost-benefit analysis, but that still doesn't argue to the central point of my argument, right? So you can argue
the central point of your argument is that sometimes it's moral and ethical to wind up taking someone else's stuff without their permission.
Let me give a ridiculous hypothetical so you can remember it, okay?
All right, real quick, it's 10 seconds.
Okay, so let's say the cure for cancer is on a piece of land, right? And it's the only one of access. Some guy homesteads it by putting his penis into the ground, right? I'm sorry, I just have to make it so ridiculous you remember it, right?
All right, hold your thought, Brian. Hold your thought. We'll bring you back, and you can tell us your weird thing about cancer.
Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Or you can call in on Skype to username lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And we've got Brian on Skype, who is defending the claim that he made the claim that eminent domain would exist in a free market, and that there are scenarios to where it's perfectly moral and ethical to wind up taking someone else's stuff without their permission. And he started giving us a hypothetical in the last segment. And Brian, please pick up with the scenario that you began to defend your position that it is moral and ethical to take someone's stuff without their permission in a free market.
Okay, so excuse the extreme example, but I have to, in order to demonstrate, it's essentially kind of reductio ad absurdum. I have to take it to the extreme in order for you to, because if I go into the gray, it's gonna be, you guys are gonna, the arguments on your side, I suppose, will be kind of
just
trivial.
Remember that this show is broadcast on FCC licensed radio stations. There are certain words you cannot say.
Okay, so let's say he homesteads the land in a trivial way, since it's so arbitrary, the definition, right? The definition of homesteading. So if you stick your body part inside the ground for pleasure.
And how would that cure cancer?
Can't you
said something about if somebody has the cure for cancer and they have to stick their willy in the ground.
No, let's just say there's a plant that only grows on this land. And it's arbitrary, right? How far away from where he sticks his member into the ground does that homesteading right extend to? See how arbitrary this stupid rule is? It doesn't make any rational sense to analyze what would happen in a free market.
I thought homesteading was all the ground that you can use. If you can only use a couple of hundred or 100 acres, and you
what determines that? If I stick my member into the hole in the ground, where does that
Obviously, you're only using that part of the ground, so that's all you get.
The hole.
The hole.
If that's all you're using, that's all you get as far as homesteading. But how... I'm still confused on how any of this has to do with curing cancer and being able to take someone's property.
Okay, what I'm doing is I'm adjusting, in the hypothetical, I'm adjusting the benefits to far exceed the costs, right? So essentially, I'm gonna make the benefits so high. In this case, the cure for cancer. Let's say your whole family has cancer, and the most loved ones are imminently about to die.
So why does the guy that has the cure for cancer not selling it on the free market? That's what I don't understand of your scenario here.
If your assumption that everyone is rational at every one point in time, is that your assumption?
That's not what I said. I said I'm trying to understand why, in your scenario, the guy that has the cure for cancer is not selling it.
In other words, he's irrational on that point.
Your scenario is completely your scenario. It's the whole weird train thing of the only person in the world that can make this decision.
How about
what do you do?
That's not a valid argument. And so just criticizing, just calling it a lifeboat scenario isn't a valid argument. I've just brought up. So the thing is, when I make an absurd example like this, here's your problem, right? So it's the same as if I were to ask you if you were, you've heard this probably before. Are you a prostitute, right? If I were to ask a woman or a hot young lady, like, are you a prostitute, right? And the definition of that to sleep for money, right? And she says no. And then I go, would you sleep with me for $1 million? And she says yes. Would you sleep with me for $1? She says no. And then I tell her.
She's a high price prostitute.
No, what does prostitution have to do with eminent domain? You can't rape someone and claim eminent domain and that's for the greater good.
So the thing there is, right, we've seen the point where she says yes. We've seen a point where she says no. It begs the question, right? What's the critical value? What's the minimum amount you'd be willing to sleep with me? And it goes against her claim that she was a prostitute. So in this case, in my hypothetical, what I'm doing is the same thing. I'm making the cure for cancer the $1 million, and you're not, and you claim no, like at some point. The problem is, it's like a continuous function cost benefit analysis. This is a critical point. If you claim you're rational, as this is not arbitrary, you can tell me the reason why it's exactly that critical point somewhere in between. So I know you would. It's only rational. So what would you do? I mean, let's just go back.
I would not rape the woman because she wouldn't sleep with me for $1, and I wouldn't steal the property because the guy wouldn't sell the plant. And I don't understand what the point was that was trying to be made. I gave you ample opportunity, Brian, to explain yourself, and you were talking in circles.
Wait, one question. One hypothetical.
I already dropped him because he was talking in circles and trying to make it sound like rape is eminent domain and somehow moral.
Is Brian just trolling us?
I don't know. He's called in numerous times, and he always does this weird sort of circular logic sort of thing to where he doesn't answer the question directly, and I gave him ample opportunity to answer the question.
Yes, you did, and we went all around. He had almost two segments.
Yeah.
I was going to go with you're a farmer, one farmer, and 10 refugees are tromping by your establishment. You've got food. They're starving. They got kids and old people. Brian, do they have the right to take your food from you? And if you don't give them the food willingly, they can kill you? I mean, they obviously need that food or their kids are going to die, but they don't have any money to pay the farmer. And the farmer's like, no, keep on tromping. Maybe you'll find a soup shelter down the road. Do they have the right to kill that farmer because they have to protect their...
Some people would say so,
yeah.
Because greater good, right?
Well, I'm going to say they could do it.
The benefits of the many outweigh the rights of the few. No, that's not freedom. That's not free market. That's not liberty.
That's Vulcan. That's Vulcanism. And we know how the Vulcans turned out. They got their planet blowed up.
So let's jump back into this article that started the entire conversation about eminent domain. And that is the Washington Post saying that they believe that Ted Cruz will wind up being the beneficiary of Rand Paul dropping out of the Republican race for president. Right here, the writer of this article is actually in New Hampshire at the moment, and she was traveling with Ted Cruz for a little bit. She was at one of these rallies that he had, and she says that Ted Cruz said that New England was founded as a new land where people were meant to be free, not have the government dictate our fight. At a stop in Goffstown, Cruz said he is encouraged by the number of supporters he has from the Liberty Movement and urged those who supported Paul to come to his campaign. Cruz said, "Let me say to you and everyone with Rand in the Liberty Movement, I very much hope I can earn your support. I'm asking for your support." Cruz made his pitch. "I can tell you this, I have spent literally my entire adult life fighting to defend the Constitution. It has been my lifelong commitment."
This guy is crazy if he thinks that this is actually going to happen. If you are a liberty lover and you support Cruz or are even sympathetic to Cruz, please call him and tell me what's up. I don't think these people exist. I think Cruz is smoking some good stuff.
I know for a fact that they do. There are...
Let's carpet bomb them. Let's bomb them until the sand turns to glass. Cruz?
That there are some people in the New Hampshire State House that have been highly rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that have posts supporting Ted Cruz on their Facebook pages. So I know there are, small L libertarians that are supporting Ted Cruz.
Wow.
And I would love to hear from somebody, 855-450-FREE, or you can call in on Skype to lrn.fm. If you love the ideas of liberty and you're supporting Ted Cruz, or... Even, for that fact, if you're supporting Donald Trump or any of the other warmongering candidates running for president, I want to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
By the way, I'm still a registered Democrat. So that means I get to vote in the Democrat primary? Or I don't get to change it at the door, do I?
You do not get to change it at the door. You get to take a Democratic Party primary ballot. There's, I think, 21 candidates on the ballot here in New Hampshire on the Democratic side. 30 candidates on the ballot on the Republican side.
Vermin is a libertarian, or what is he running as?
Vermin Supreme's running as a Democrat.
Oh, really? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, he is not now, nor has he ever been a member of the Libertarian Party. He runs as a Democrat. We've got hour number three coming up in just mere moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.